Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? It's Rosebud, goddammit.
What the fuck is going on, goddammit?
Oh, I hit the wrong one.
Oh, okay.
shit. I'm finna talk some shit. You know it. God damn it. My life is just, it dictates talking shit. Fuck. Now, today is the first day of the fifth month in this year. And it also marks the anniversary for me, the sixth anniversary with my fucking Real Talk with Rosebud camp. Now, I'm starting this new year with a lot of changes. A lot of changes to Sidewalk University's curriculum. And I'm really, really starting off fresh as far as that goes, because it takes a couple of years to get established. I only got 5 in on Sidewalk University, so, you know, I'm in my third year of actually being established. And it's growing. I'm so goddamn proud of how my shit is going right now. You can't really imagine it. And, you know, I only have God, of course, and my hard work, along with the never-quit attitude I have to thank. I got those three things to thank. And above all, I know I've been blessed to fucking live this long. I'm sane. I ain't on dope. I'm on that weed. But I'm just blessed. And believe me, I'm going to do all I can to be worthy of it. That's why I continue to do my videos. When the registration is low or high, it doesn't matter. I'm still coming hard. You know, so I'm just saying. And it was brought to my attention that I don't really post videos that deal with, hey baby, now come on. I can hear that shit. Fuck, where was I? Oh. Some brought it to my attention that I don't never really make videos for women. And it's true, I don't. And the reason is I don't really want to be arguing with no woman on my goddamn videos. And you know they're going to have disagreements, or they're going to disagree with what I be saying. And I don't mind them disagreeing. But then when I give them my point of view, they're going to keep on with theirs. And then I'm going to have to, like, hang up or whatever. At least that's my fault. So that's why I don't really do that fucking shit. But, you know, the reason, I just try to stay away from that shit. Because I'm on problems. Because most of the women are very foul-mouthed. They don't give a fuck what they say to a nigga. And then they expect the nigga to respect them. And then they come with that queen bullshit. You know, I think about a queen bitch the same way I think about one of these niggas named King. You ain't got no round. You ain't got no gang of bitches. So how you gonna be a king? This bitch ain't got no round. She ain't got no duties. How she gonna be a queen? Oh, because she take care of her kids and whatever the fuck. That don't make you no goddamn queen. You motherfucking women out there looking to find out about trying to be real for those women. Now, let me say again, those women that's trying to find out about being real. I tried to even hook y'all up with a channel, and I was introducing it, but somebody asked me about this shit yesterday and brought it back because I had, you know, kind of let it go out of my mind because it probably didn't work out with me. I didn't want to be no, I didn't want to live with her. I just wanted to work with her. She took it to a whole nother degree. I had to, like, get away. But what I'm saying is, you don't want somebody who you know don't know shit. You don't want somebody that you don't know nothing about. You know, as far as trying to lace you. That's why I had Sheila G, man. I thought she was going to be cool with that bitch. Whatever. See, a real woman is always on display. Always. Just like a real man. So, obviously, a real person is always on display. And I'm recommending, well, not recommending, I'm just reconnecting with some of them women that I fucking had years ago. I ain't trying to reconnect with them on no game or nothing. I'm saying that Sheila G idea was a good idea. But I got a better idea now. Because I'm going to connect with some of these bras and have different hosts. I'm going to be a host too, but I'm going to host the program. And once I turn it over to whoever, y'all going to get to shoot at baby. It's going to be cool. So, you know, I'm reconnecting with these bras, and I'm trying to see if I can find somebody who's going to fit in. I'm telling you, Sheila G wanted more than was available out of me. And the shit didn't work out. But it don't mean that's a bad idea. So what I'm saying is this. I don't fucking want to be alone. But I don't want no goddamn woman living with me that, you know, ain't got nothing to offer me. Shit. I'm talking about nothing. No, this bitch, she didn't have shit. Plus, she was one of them ex-drug addict motherfuckers that's talking that help everybody bullshit. It's hard for me to look at, you know, the same lady talking that kind of shit over it a long period of time. It's just hard. I can't do it. That's why I always fall out with motherfuckers. Because I don't want to hear the bullshit. See, you guys got to understand the principle. The principle of being self-sufficient. It's a reality thing. It's real. You can be self-sufficient. I know I am. I got a cool woman. She can cook all that shit. But push comes up, I can do it. Everything. Just because that's how my mama raised me. Boy, you going to be just like your daddy. You ain't going to be no good. Mama, how you know? But she said she used to make me iron, cook, scrape the corners on the floor. Oh, man, I had to do a soul. I had to do all kind of goddamn shit. That was just to live in my mama's house. And my daddy, shit, just don't do something mama said. See, my daddy ain't saying shit. He's just going to beat your motherfucking ass. And if you don't know it, you should have knew it. That's what them niggas used to say. Whatever you don't know, you should have knew it because you're up in here. I know I said it before. So, what I'm saying is, fucking with these kind of bras, you can hear some of the things that they did. Some of the ideas they had as far as what made them down, what made them real motherfuckers. You can hear what I did to make me a motherfucker. You can hear how I spent my money. You can hear the respect that I commanded from the other motherfucking players. I'm telling you, you can hear this shit from a gang of bitches. I just hope I could get them. I might have jinxed it telling you beforehand, but I'm going to still, you know, reach out. And if you like it, or if you think you might like it, because it ain't really for you, but you can be on it because I'm going to be there. But I'm saying it's really for the frauds. It's really for y'all to let the women hear how other women, they made it through their life. They old as me, some of them. They made it through their life and they got whatever on them going. Because just like ain't no, I don't fuck with no broke niggas. I don't fuck with no broke bitches. Motherfucking bitch, I'm fucking with you going to be doing something. At least you're going to have a fucking job. Now, my point is this. I already got a name for it. It's going to be called the Women and Me Channel. Yeah. And I'm going to start that. I don't have a date, but I'm going to start it really soon. I got to get in contact with these girls. And you can call in with respect and chat a few moments with your boy, you know, before you put your women up on, you know, where I'm going with this. So I'm saying we both could work it out. We could work out all the kinks. And at that point, your job has only just begun. Because you got to stay proper, especially when she's getting to hear information that you know, kind of makes her want to be proper. Hold on. She's hearing things from other women that they expected in return, because them bitches wasn't fly like they was for nothing. Them bitches had high expectations. So you got to stay proper with your comments and all that. You just let the man in you decide, you know, when you want to give one of them your personal time as far as who you dealing with. Now these is going to be women who know how bad of a hoe they were. They also know neither of them motherfuckers can come into a man's house and demand whatever, cause she a bad bitch. Like you guys let these young crazy ass motherfucking girls do. Oh yeah, I'm a bad whatever. These women know that if they a bad bitch, it can be shown very easily. You ain't gotta say a goddamn thing. And every town we went to, them hoes killed it, cause they were bad bitches. But they wasn't dreaming about being bad bitches. They was going out being bad bitches. They knew how bad they were and couldn't wait to get out the door to show my black ass. They couldn't wait. And they wanted to make sure they brought as few problems that a bitch could have. And in return, I noticed this shit. And I appreciated the shit in her. I appreciated the fact that she was in pocket. Man, and the rest is going to be history, because once the bitch is in pocket and you, the pimp, recognize it, man, you start rewarding, baby. No, you don't. What the fuck is going on? You don't buy the bitch. You just let the bitch start winning, too. Shit, you in-pocket motherfucker, good bitches are hard to find. And any smart motherfucker gonna recognize when he see that bitch. You know, keeping the girl, no, she gonna keep her mouth shut until it's proper to speak. This is what hoes show pimps on purpose. They don't feel like they better be quiet. Like these bros, I ain't got to be quiet around you. Motherfucker, you sure don't, because you ain't got to be around me. But if you are, you're going to be quiet. Motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, you know, you ain't got to say you a bad bitch. You can just do what bad bitches do. And it'll work wonders for your motherfucking ass when it comes to getting close to that nigga. You can't tell no nigga how bad you is and expect this. Well, you can tell these today niggas. But you couldn't tell a nigga like me about how bad your motherfucking ass is. The fuck do I care how bad you are? Go be bad on that stroll. Give me some paper. Shit. Telling a motherfucker how bad you was, telling a motherfucker like me how bad you was only served one purpose. Your ass got pimped on some more until you leave. Because fuck any bitch that's gonna have a fucking nerve to tell me how bad she is without showing me first. What you think a choosing fee is? Boy, you guys kill me. My parents weren't psychics. In any way, they weren't psychics. They didn't believe in that shit. My father was a confident man who thought he could do anything. And my mama was a goddamn believer. If my motherfucking daddy thought it, he was gonna do it. And my mother, if she believed it, nothing could change her fucking mind. Shit. You know, I just wonder how they knew. How could they see so far into my future to know the things that they used to say? I'm telling you, they used to say shit that we thought was fucking crazy. Out of all my brothers, my mother used to say that I was, boy, you just like your daddy. And I'm certain all my daddy's sons have his traits and perseverance. But my mama never told me how much I was like her. 716. What's up?
What's up, Unc? I got a problem, bud.
What's up?
I hear you talking that shit. Hey, you got some women, they be talking that shit about, you know, I just want to be friends and I just want to see. I'm like, well, I only want who want me anyway. But after you bust a chick out, man, I don't feel like now I done got so good. A chick told me she's scared of me and she don't want to come with me to the bedroom no more. She said. She said,
oh, man, what the fuck is your problem? That don't sound like no problem to me.
Man,
the bitch supposed to be scared of you. Why is the bitch supposed to not be scared of you? She's supposed to be hella more scared of you after you bust her out. She already scared to let you fuck her because you talk too much goddamn shit.
Yeah.
And you fuck the bitch. And you not only talk shit, you fuck good. She gonna be most from. That's a real bitch you fucking with, nigga.
Yeah. But
nigga, that's
nah,
how you tell a real bitch, man, because a real bitch gonna be scared to fuck with you. And she gonna tell you, nah, I'm kinda leery about fucking. Yeah, baby, you better be leery, because if you don't like roller coasters, you better get off this ride now. I'm just being real, man.
Hey, man,
I'm
that's what I told
real.
I had to...
What, Paul, what's your goddamn problem?
Because
I don't hear one.
Man, I don't want her to be that damn scared to where she just want to be
scared.
Well, then
quit being a motherfucker. Be soft. Be like these other niggas.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it. Hey, man, that ain't no problem. If you don't want all that shit, just start being soft. And you can have it. I'm just saying, man, a motherfucker fucking with me gonna go hard all the time, and the bitch gonna be strong. She's just gonna be strong. That's all it is to it. Why? Because they don't know no real motherfuckers. They don't know no real motherfucker taking care of his own shit without lying. Yeah, I ain't telling no broad no lie. Don't ask me if you don't want to know the truth. That's what I tell them. Don't do it. Don't do yourself like that. Yeah, it's like that with me, Paul. Hey, you got anything else?
Hey, no, that's it. You answered my
all
question.
All right, guys. You guys just don't know. I love this shit. I love what I do, because what I do is represented in how I live. And no, I ain't got no mansion, and I ain't got no servants, or none of that motherfucking shit. What I'm saying is this. I'm hella like my daddy. And I'm hella like my mama. I'm a carbon copy of their traits. And I'm, you know what? Hey, listen. I keep telling you this microphone is very sensitive. You acting like you don't hear me. You must be because I'm picking you up. Sometimes shit go on and you just wonder why. Why? I'm just saying, I do the shit in my house. Fuck. Now listen and understand this goddamn shit. I'm a carbon copy of the traits my parents have. And I'm just blessed, I think, to recognize where and how I got my beliefs. I know exactly where they come from. I think I could do anything because my daddy brought me up to think that. If you think it, you could do it. The only thing you can't do is something you ain't thought of, nigga. My daddy used to tell me that shit. And my mama, I'm like her, too. If I believe it, ain't nothing you can tell me gonna change my mind. I got both of they traits. 318, what's going on with you?
Not much, bud. How you doing? Much love and respect to you.
All right, brother. Thank you. What's happening?
You about the only man can help me out with this. Talk to me about legends, bud.
Talk to you about what? Legends?
Lesbians, yes, sir.
Oh, lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
What about them?
Got one in my life I can't do nothing with. Besides leave her.
Okay. Bro, is she really a lesbian?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what the fuck do you think you could do with her?
Is that all, is that the only thing you can do?
To me, that's the asininest question to ask. You can't do nothing but find that bitch another bitch. That's all you can do for her.
Gotcha.
What the fuck you think you're going to do, change your mind?
Oh, hell no, bud. No.
Wait, stop. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck are you asking. Why are you trying to deal with a lesbian bitch that you ain't even trying to fuck?
That's a damn good question. I haven't asked that one yet, bud.
Man. See, this is what I'm saying about you guys. You don't give a fuck. You don't think about shit. You just want to ask somebody. Man, that's why I talk so much shit. That's why I'm so kicking shit. Motherfucker can't ask me nothing. God damn it.
That's why I love you, bud. That's why I love you, bud.
I'm just saying that's stupid shit. Why?
That's why I love you, bud.
Well, that's why I love you too, man. Because what I'm saying, you're going to change that shit, ain't you? Fuck that
got
bitch.
Got no choice. Got no choice.
Man, you need to
going.
Be fucking with a bitch that like dick.
There you go. There you go. All right, hey. Sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow.
Bro,
that's why I need the
bro,
bitter dose.
Hey, listen. Ain't nothing wrong with being a lesbian acquaintance,
right.
Or you could even listen. You could even say friend. And the reason I say that, my goddamn daughter like that. What I'm gonna do? Not like her?
Okay.
Shit, I love my daughter, but don't come up in my motherfucking house talking about goddamn lesbian ass motherfucking shit. Cause you gonna hear me. I ain't with the goddamn shit. But if you is, you know I'm gonna respect you and shit. But don't come in here expecting nothing from me. Shit,
gotcha.
Motherfucker. That's how I talk to my daughter. I let her know, goddamn it. Because she came over
let
my house. I had my friends over. And she came over and her and the little Dyke's friend was, you know, being Dyke. And then mm-hmm. when I told her they got to go, you know, she came, took me to the back. Dad, why you do me like that, blah, blah, blah. I say, look, motherfucker, you the one being disrespectful. Because you know I'm not with that lesbian ass shit. So you know most of my friends ain't going to be with that lesbian ass shit. So if you come to my joint and see my friends in there, you supposed to respect that and not act so lesbian.
See, there we go.
I'm just saying, we giving her respect, but she don't want to give us ours. Get your ass out of here. What?
That's the thing about it, yeah. That's the thing about it. You can't get no respect.
Well, I mean, that's if you're dealing with them on the lesbian tip. I don't. I deal
gotcha.
With her. I deal with my daughter on the daughter tip. Don't bring no relationship shit to me. You know, if you need something, cool, I got you. But you chose your life that got, you know, I'm not in that. I don't have good advice for you on relationships, except for don't be no lying bitch. I got that advice. You know, but other than that, she got to, you know, make it on her own like that. Not that I wouldn't help her if I could. I love my daughter,
right.
man. I don't give a fuck that she's gay.
Right.
All right, that's it.
That's it, man. Thank you, bud. Enjoy.
You know it. Hey, fellas, I run from no question. You being real, I'm answering. That's all I'm saying. And to me, I think that's where you guys are lost. You don't know why you're like you are. You have no idea where your traits came from, what traits you have of your dad, what traits you have of your mom, because you're so independent, you young fools. You don't care nothing about your parents. Well, I mean, I'm sure you love them, but you don't care nothing about them. I cared about, man, I found out, I know a bunch. My daddy had a little man complex. Mama told me one time, oh, your daddy can play some basketball. I said, daddy couldn't play no damn basketball. Shit, she said they used to have fruit baskets and nail them up against a plate or a wall or whatever. And then they used to put that up on top of the garage. And they cut the bottom out of the fruit basket. And they would play basketball. And she said, Pops would just leave us. Little short motherfucker probably couldn't leave nowhere. But he might have been Spud Webb. Shit. Listen. My old man put in me, if you're going to do something, boy, do your best. Or, you know, he had some other kind of way of you know, inspiring your ass too. And, you know, he just wouldn't say nothing. He just started pulling his belt out. Do I have to explain to you? you ain't got to explain shit. Well, what do I mean? And then if you say it right, he'll leave you alone. My daddy didn't play. See, holidays make me want my daddy. Make me want my loved ones back in my life, but you know, I'm being emotional when I say shit like that. Because none of them ever left me. Moms, Pops, Evelyn, Richard, and now Clint Jr. all are still a big part of my life. I remember every one of them birthday. I remember every person in my family birthday by heart. I know it. I love and miss all my fucking dead goddamn relatives. Really would like to be able to express just how much they fucking mean to me, but I can't do it. So why? I ain't gonna, just like that motherfucker wanna fuck with a lesbian. Why would I get depressed? Because I can't, you know, tell my goddamn mom and daddy where they gonna hear it, that, you know, what they meant to me again. Shit. I go crazy thinking that stupid shit. One last thing, my older sister, Evelyn, she was retarded. And she lived her life better than she would have because of my goddamn parents. She was exactly like my mama and my father. You couldn't tell her shit. If she didn't believe it, for about 15 years, you ain't gonna believe it, for about 15 years, she did not acknowledge me as her brother. Every time I came home and spoke to her, she would not speak to me. This is a long time ago. But finally, Christmas or something, she said, "Merry Christmas, John." I said, "Are you speaking to me?" And she didn't say nothing. And then I asked her, "Why you don't speak to me, Evelyn?" Do you know what the fuck she said? She was mad at me for moving to Los Angeles. I couldn't believe that. But me and Evelyn was tight like that. So she might, that could have really been true. She was pissed off at me for 15 years for moving to Los Angeles. Man, that, you know, that goddamn, it kind of got me there. shit. Independent, confidence, and self-motivation are three of the most important fucking traits that our parents passed to all of us. And I remember my mother used to say that we would be, this is what I'm talking about, some crazy shit. My mama used to say the signs of the times is going to show us when the world was coming to an end. She used to say this shit. That's about 1960. She'd be saying shit like that. And she'd say, and you'll really be able to tell the closer it gets to the year 2000. This is like 1960. And we hearing this shit, mama is nuts. But we can't say that because we get our ass whooped. So she said the closer it gets to 2000, you see. Now, like I said, this is way back in the, if it wasn't 59, it was the early 60s. And I'm telling you, these words were hers from the Bible. Even when she said, damn it.
Hey, baby, come
see if
my hands are too
fucking sweaty. Thanks, man. I'm sorry, you guys. That's a neighbor. But check this out. She said, the closer you get to 2000, you won't be able to tell the seasons apart. Okay. You see how the weather is now. And the real big thing that made us not believe her was when she said, this is in the 60s, she said, you're going to see the signs. And she said, you're going to be able to see it because men will become women and women will become men. When mama said that, we knew she was crazy. I mean, it was barely homosexuals then. Man, that did it. She was nuts. And we all kind of thought religion that drove her crazy. Hold on, 251, what's up?
What's good, bud? Bro, it's crazy you talk about your mom saying that, bro, because my mom said the same shit in 2013. That shit was the last. You remember 2012 or 2013? It was like
no,
said the world.
My mama said that it was going to be the closer to 2000. But listen to this, man. Just hold on. Don't get off. Just hold on because I'm going to say something. Now, here we are in the 2000s now. Tell me which one of those things I said did not come to pass. Which one of those things that my mama said, the weather gonna change, men gonna be women, nothing's gonna be right, everything you believe is gonna be opposite, it's gonna be like this is a fucked up world. Now, the only one, only one thing that really, you know, as far as the world coming to an end in 2000, that's the only one that did not come to pass. But she said before she died that they didn't factor in technology, religious people. They only factored in what they were told. But if you think about it, she said this. If you think about it, right about 2000 was the year that technology killed the fucking world we lived in. Man, people can't talk to each other. People hide their true feelings. They're scared of themselves. The technology got pussy for dudes that can't talk to women. Technology just got everything for you. You go in the artificial intelligence world. You go and put on the whatever they are, and you can immerse yourself on the golf course or whatever. Man, think about that shit. The world, you know, where the changes my mama spoke on was created. And they thriving on that shit right now. Do you believe any of that shit, caller?
Shit, I believe all of it, yeah. The men are, I mean, the women are becoming the men and the men are becoming the women. It's crazy shit going on right now.
Oh, man, very confusing, bro, but it ain't. All you got to do is, you know, believe something. Thanks for that call, bro. That was some dope. All any of you got to do is believe something. You got to believe in something. You motherfuckers don't believe in shit. You don't believe in Easter. You don't believe in holidays. You don't believe in respecting your elders. You don't believe in putting on no goddamn clothes to go to church. You don't believe that anything should be formal. You don't believe shit no more. You take everything that's going to make you a person away. Why? So you can just be like you are, which is nothing. You don't want to do nothing. You have no goals. You don't have any aspirations. You just want to live. That's why so many of you motherfuckers die at a young age. You can't just live. That's surviving. People don't survive. You got to live, which means you got to do more than just live. Mean you got to think of things that you can do. Think of things under your control. Gain control of things. Then you could take that in a negative way if you want to. I could give a fuck. I know what I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about is my parents rarely did any one of us wrong, even when common sense was telling us otherwise. And I guess like everything else, is all dependent on how you look at it. You know, these political motherfuckers are really, they're too fucking comfortable with playing both sides of the fence, telling you fucking asshole shit, acting like it's real. Do not give a fuck that it's a complete lie. And then they want to talk about how God is in their life and how everything they're trying to do is for their constituents. Man, this shit is crazy. Their jobs are not at stake as your job is. We need to implement a law that will not allow these motherfuckers or any political entity at all to be able to block shit. Because these senators are stupid now. They're congressmen, all of them, they're fucking crazy. I don't know which is worse, going over the cliff or not going over the cliff. But what I do know, and I know this overwhelmingly, America wants what the fuck the president is on. But because these fucking asshole fools are not afraid of any repercussions, they say anything. The motherfucker is listening to him say that I would like to create havoc, well, blah, blah, blah. It's tape. It's recorded. And he's looking at the motherfucker. That's not what I said. That's not what I meant. What did you fucking mean then, saying that? He never have to say that. He can only, he just got to say, I didn't mean that shit. People are really nuts now. They're nuts. It's just like my girl had me watch this movie. It was Unhinged, Russell Crowe. God damn, you got to see that fucking movie. It's crazy as fuck. But it ain't crazy. That's how people are. People are fucking. So what I'm saying is this. In a race, there's a winner and a loser. Period. There's only one winner and there's only one loser. And the tab tells you who that is. And they don't really tell you who's the winner and the loser in America. Because if you're a politician, you're a winner. And if you're an American, you're a fucking loser. Politicians win here, not Americans. And we need to start something where we ain't going to tolerate this kind of goddamn shit. And think about this. This is one third of the way of the year. We got two more thirds. We should be able to look back at what we accomplished this fucking year. I sure wish I get a team of you motherfuckers. I mean, me and my nigga Tay, we still match. I went and bought me a motherfucking SRX. So I go kill my nigga. And he said, bud, that motherfucker is cold, man. Yeah. I got a 15. It ain't new. He said, that motherfucker cold, bud. Next day, the fucking next day, do you hear me? Nigga pull up. Matter of fact, I was doing a show. Motherfucker comes on my door. I said, nigga, come here, man. I'm doing a show. He said, nah, man, I just wanted you to speak. And he pointed to his 22 cat. I forget what cat he got, but it was one of them little. I say, nigga, we just cracked up. Hey, that keep us on our toes. That's why we young. We ain't getting up. I ain't mad at that. I am mad at that nigga, but I ain't hating on him. Because they... that's what niggas like us do. Everything is, we take it as an insult. This motherfucker got the nerve to go get him a car? Shit, he nigga's going to get him one. That's how we think. So I ain't mad at that motherfucker. I'm just glad to know that nigga still tank. Because he's so glad to know I'm Bud. They, competition. We full of it. See, all of us ain't going to achieve our full potential. We're not. All of us not. But if you truly put your best foot forward, your best effort into what you are pursuing or whatever you're in pursuit of, you will be able to see your past year as the platform that you intend to blast off from. Fellas, you can't blast off if you ain't got no platform. You got to have a basis, a foundation to push off. Just telling you, man. We have a future that's truly formed by what our passes are made of. And that's something we all, or each of us, have control of. my past year has brought me closer to my life's goal. I can say that. My goal is to be a man remembered for many things. I don't want to be no goddamn pimp. I ain't trying to turn no motherfucker out to be a goddamn pimp. Now, an old-ass athlete, Kareem, or Michael Jordan, don't they trip out on sports? That's what they did all their life. So they still got a gym. They still go do the woo-woo, whatever. That's me. I still talk shit like I did before. But just like them, I ain't trying to go back out there. They ain't trying to go back out there. They having fun. Living their life the way they planned it. Give me a break, motherfuckers. No, don't give me a break. Keep mashing on me. If I was able to help, when I was on Facebook, if I was able to help 100 or 200 motherfuckers, you know, find some answers to some questions that, you know, whatever we tackle, or if I had, you know, 100 or 200 male confidence motherfuckers, you know, say that I helped them, you know, I'm pleased. I'm happy. Do you know how many motherfuckers don't help 100 people in their life? Shit. You could promise yourself you'll never give in to defeat, fear, or uncertainty. You could promise yourself you won't give in to either of those things. But you really should promise yourself you will never compromise your integrity or the meaning of your life for any of this frivolous bullshit, some fad, or some passing phase. You got to be true to you, because I'm going to definitely be true to me. Me first. Hey, I believe in the Me Too shit, the Me Too movement. I believe in the Me Too movement, but in my mind, it's me first. Me too is second, if that's the case. They the one got the two in their name. Mine has got the one. Me first. I'm a selfish, conceited bastard. I tell everybody, yes. I'm selfish. I'm conceited like a motherfucker. If I don't think it, who will? Shit, that's my motto. If I don't think I'm a motherfucker, who will? I ain't waiting on somebody to give me permission to be who I am. Shit. Now, it was brought to my attention that I, you know, post only men, which is true. But the reason is I don't be wanting to argue with no goddamn female. I be wanting to argue about shit. Paul, what the fuck are you finna ask me now, man?
When a woman say she want to be friends or whatever, or she want to get to know you, you think she trying to charge you, or is she trying to see how much you could talk her into what you want her to do?
Why would I care what she was doing? Because if she say she want to be friends, you know what you should say? Especially if she in your car. Well, all right, then you want me to call you over? Because, you know, I don't really have no female friends. I can't give you a ride home because you won't think I'm your friend. But I will not be a jerk. I'll pay for an Uber. That bitch gonna take that shit back. You motherfuckers let bitches say shit and you don't charge them for it. I don't mean beat them up. I don't mean take their money. I mean let them know. Don't be fucking with you with that shit. I let them know. Girl, hell yeah, the bitch is over here. Hell fucking yeah, I'm winning them goods. Hey, why? What the fuck you lie for? Why tell lies? Man, that bitch, she ain't going nowhere because you told her the truth. But she damn sure going somewhere if she find out you're telling the lies. So 2 and 2 is 4. I ain't finna tell the bitch no goddamn lie. But I am ready for whatever my truth might bring, because, you know, I know motherfuckers ain't trying to hear that shit I be talking. But I'm doing what I think. I ain't doing what they think. And I'm not saying I'm chicken shit or don't care about what a woman think. I ain't saying that shit. I'm saying in the middle of something, there is, you're going to do this or that. So in that situation, that is going to always be what I do, because that is going to always be what I want to do. I ain't never doing this unless by some strange coincidence, this is what I want to do too. Okay. But other than that, man, I go with me. I ain't going with nobody else. Ain't nobody wiping my ass but me. So why should I go with somebody that ain't even wiping my ass? Shit, fuck that. Now, if you do meet somebody, you know, who's, you know, cool, you know, and you want to fuck with them, that's fine. That's the way I feel. That's what I profess. You can't meet the one for you meeting just one woman or two or three women. You got to meet thousands so you can get a feel for how women are, not a woman. A woman, shit, you fuck with her. Think about this. How many guys you know was married for 20 years and got a divorce? Now the motherfucker don't know what the fuck to say to am bitch he talked to. That's because he only know one woman. And he don't know how to talk to women. See, I've been quit 3,500 plus times in my life. I've been quit, man. Now, fuck you, Rosebud. Fuck you, motherfucker, Rosebud. Motherfucking bitch stabbed my fucking tires. Bitch stabbed my fucking convertible top. This is different bitches. All because they wanted to quit me. Okay, bitch, as long as you ain't stabbing me, you know. I didn't like that top no way. I'm buying me a new top. Them motherfuckers thought I was fucking crazy. Because, goddamn it, you ain't doing shit to get me off mine. I buy them bitches cars. The motherfuckers leave the nigga want to take the car with them. Girl, do you think I want to give a bitch a used car? Do you think I bought you that car before you paid me enough to buy 30 of them motherfuckers? And do you think I want a car note, bitch? You earn that shit? So take it with you. I don't care. She paying me a car note every day. A car note and insurance. Every fucking day. So I can't pay a car note insurance once a month? You niggas don't know how to work profitable. Shit. And the bitch gonna give you this money for years on end because you bought her a car and an apartment or some fucking jewelry and some furs or whatever the bitch want? I mean, you guys are so fucking stupid. Man, I'm getting that bitch whatever she wants. Period. I don't care how much it costs. Bitch, look, you ain't fucking with a nigga that's going to buy you a new car and you just going to fucking go get any new car, bitch. We going to the car lot. We gonna make the motherfuckers open them doors. And you gonna choose one of them motherfucking floor models and drive off the showroom floor into the streets in your car. I did that with like five or six of them bitches. The biggest thing ever happened to them in their life. I was just trying to show out when I first did it. The motherfucking Peckerwood, that Peckerwood had a fight too. I'll never forget that. And that Peckerwood new karate. The Peckerwood new karate. And the motherfucker kicked me right here. I'll never forget it. And I had on a bright colored shirt. Not colory, but like not white either, but shirt like that. I was like a footprint was all on my chest. I had three hoes with me. They jumped his motherfucking ass. We was on the showroom floor on Hollywood Boulevard at Hollywood Sports Car. I'll never forget that. I bought my bitch a TR. It was in 78. I bought my bitch a TR7. Green. Brand new. And when the motherfucker told us, well, we'll bring her out. I said, nah, you ain't bringing shit. Because we was looking at this one on the showroom floor that she liked. That she was going to get another car. She said, gang, I really like that one. And I said, man, we want this one. And they said, how's it been prep? Blah, blah, blah. Man, we waited for her to prep the car. And the bitch drove the car off the showroom floor. They opened them big sliding doors and she drove it off. Man, that was the talk of the town for a while. Come on, man. Who do shit like that? A real motherfucker. And a real motherfucker is always on display just for that purpose. Now, after you've seen some of the things a nigga like me do for my hoes, you know, how I really spend my money, I see how the respect I command, I don't ask for shit. Motherfuckers offer it. From all the players, fuck. They get their money together, then they want to fuck with me. Oh, they used to. They don't do that shit now. And I ain't even requiring any of that shit now. So what I'm saying is, I do require a lot of that respect shit. So after they do, I'm saying it. At that time, they might approach it, nigga. Say whatever they gonna say. So I'm just saying, I stay proper. I stay as proper as I fucking can. Because that's the way you wanna roll. You know, showing that you're a badass motherfucker is very easy to do. It's one of the simplest things to do. And all you gotta do is when you get with whoever and you wanna show that you're a bad motherfucker, instead of saying it, go get some paper. Don't have no problems. And then, in return, like I said earlier, you'll be noticed and you'll be appreciated. And the fact that you are in pocket, you one of them kind that a motherfucker will stand up for. He see this 2-3 weeks in. Oh, no, baby's been cool these 3 weeks, and she's been standing up. Niggas been not fuck with her. Period. I got a bitch I done had 8 years. Been not fuck with her either. But this bitch I done had a month. She got the same action. That's how it go. If the bitch stand up, I'm standing up. I don't give a fuck. See, you got to understand something. When I thought about that I haven't been selfish and greedy like I should, and I told you about this bitch cave and knocked on the door and shit, that was rewards. That was the game rewarding me because I hadn't had what I needed. Something to work at. As far as abroad go. So what I'm saying, goddammit, people all gassed up with their hater aid, and they thought they was going to start out on me. But as you can see, my tank is full, and I know all y'all motherfuckers need some fuel. So I'm talking shit. And you just going to get the, once I get this women and me, going, you're going to get to hear real hoes spit real game that just might help your women figure out how to fill their tank up. Because if they ain't got no game, they're running on empty or fumes. This abadabba is real. And you're going to need it. Because I ain't stopping. I'm going to keep talking shit, making moves, doing things on the level you fucking haters are going to always hate. And all you haters are youngsters none of you motherfuckers doing anything except fantasizing about what I'm doing. None of you have the nuts it takes. My bad. Not many of you have the nuts it takes to be a motherfucker like me. 2022 is going to see my school of hard knocks, fucking real usable game, pay big dividends for me and the graduates. 202 Washington, D.C. What's up?
What's up, bud?
None.
John Gentry.
This is who?
Jonathan Gentry.
Jonathan Gentry, what's up?
I'm good, man. How you, bro?
You hear me, man. I'm talking shit, so I must be all right.
You know, one of the things that I heard, you know, you mentioned, you know, who to trust or how many options do we have, right? And you're right. There's only one. What the fuck I want to do, right? But you just said something, man. This school, this school, Sidewalk University, that I am an alumni of, has, you know, presented some life-altering information to me. But I couldn't do it unless I did it. I could read the shit all, I could read the stuff all day long, listen to you all day long. But until I get up off my tail, off my ass, and go outside and do something, I'm still going to get the same results, man.
You are still going out doing your thing, right? You just saying you realize what you just said, right?
Oh, yo, I realize that now, man. Oh, let me say this. I practice daily, you know. I practice daily, you know. So it's, you know, I'm still connected with the alumni. I'm doing things. I realize this, but sometimes it's easier to not watch the paint dry. Sometimes you just paint the damn house, go outside, move around, and do something. You got to stay busy.
Yeah. You got to stay busy. You learn this shit, man. Hey, I'm telling you, graduating is really the beginning of your schooling, because the way you handle learning the shit on your own is very key to the goddamn process.
Yes. I agree, man. You know, I just wanted to say to the people out here listening to you, you know, when they hear you talk about this school and this information that you have to sell your product, you know, and they may see it as a money grab or you trying to convince them of something, whatever the hell they may see it as, they really need to see it as your genuine interest in the development of men all across the world. These things that I've come in contact with through your program have never been introduced to me. In actuality, I was introduced to the opposite. And so, you know, if you want to get down, you know, just do it. Don't be afraid. Take the risk. It's like buying a used car, man. You don't know if it's going to last 6 months or a year. But if you get 12 months out of that damn $1,500, it's worth the price. Take the risk. Hey, bud, man, stay down. I mean, stay up.
Hey, you said it right at first. Stay down. Hey, you stay down
long.
Till you come up. And you don't come up
man.
Till it's over.
That's right.
All right, man. Be cool.
All right, man. Let's
see. I love that kind of shit. I do. You know, niggas don't be kissing my motherfucking ass. Niggas be telling me the truth. And the shit helps them. Life-altering information. And you know what that is? Oh, I guess you wanted me to tell you, huh? Motherfuckers, buy this information. I ain't telling you shit. I'm going to make you want it. And if you do, I got it. Plus, hey, you don't have to come to Sidewalk University like I was saying before. Like I realized, sometimes I make mistakes. And I made a mistake telling y'all that you can't buy the goddamn course without coming to Sidewalk University. Because some people can't come. Fuck. I'm saying to myself, I just really want everything to be about Sidewalk University. Well, sometimes you can't have your cake and eat it too. Bullshit. I'm eating my cake. I just got to figure out how to get to it. Hey, I'm gone, y'all. That's the way it goes.